fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm going to continue today to talk about the teaching of St. Peter and weave in some of the teaching of Christ and the apostles about the fact that we're called to live in the promises of God. We're called to cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit. And when we do that, when we cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit, God changes us. And he changes us into what we're meant to be. And when that happens and we cooperate with God, we're loving and living in union with Jesus, it's an adventure. And Jesus takes us down pathways that we didn't necessarily plan for ourselves, because he's taking us along the road that he's designed and set out for us, the works that he's prepared for us to do, because he wants each one of us to bear fruit. He's zealous. Jesus is zealous. That means, you know, he's passionately determined to not only save us out of the kingdom of this world, but he wants us to come into his kingdom and then to live his life in this world and to bear a fruitful life, to bear a life, to live a life that resounds with God's glory, that from you, from the way you speak, the way you think, the way you live, the way you love, the way you serve, the way you lead, what all those things you do, Jesus transforms you, and you do those things now by his grace, and you communicate his power, his life, and it's a work that he does in us that we cooperate with. As I mentioned last week, quoting St. Peter in the first section of his second letter, he's saying, you've been given all these promises of what God has done in you and what he wants to accomplish in you. He says, so therefore, make every effort to supplement the faith that you have, that he's given you. That faith is to trust and believe that Jesus Christ is everything the apostles teach us to be, everything Jesus taught us is the word of God for our life. And if we supplement that faith that allows us to trust God and to believe what he teaches and to believe his church and to live in the church, we make every effort to conform ourselves to Jesus Christ. When we do that, we become like Christ, literally. That's what the saints show us. When we see the saints, friends, we see what's possible in this world when human beings really hear the word of God, internalize it, and then surrender ourselves to Christ and every day walk with him. We don't want to get confused that, and this is often the confusion. Okay, I know that God commands me to be good. God commands me to live a good way of life. And so I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do it. And we kind of do it on our own strength. And then Christianity gets reduced to an ethics, a kind of morality. It's about doing more good than the bad we do in our lives. And we get into this thing like we're doing this on our own. And we prove to God that we're good kids. Or we're going to prove to God that we can do this. It's a big mistake. That's not what Jesus is saying. I read last week, John 15. Jesus said, you're the branch, I'm the vine. You're united to me. The only way you can grow as a branch, the only way you can bear fruit as a branch, is if you abide in me. He said, without me, you can do nothing. And we can say, what do you mean, without you, I can do nothing? Look at all I do in this world. I can build buildings. I can accomplish many things. I can do what I set my heart and mind and will to. I can do it. I'm a doer. Yeah. He's made you to be a co-creator. He's made you. He's given you gifts and power. No question about it. But the question is, are your efforts united to his will for your life? Are you doing those things in a way that pleases him? Are you bearing the fruit that comes from living with him? You see, Jesus isn't interested in our determined goal setting of all the things I'm going to accomplish. Maybe even I'm going to accomplish for God, and then I'm going to come and show him what I did for him. It's foolish. It's not going to bear fruit, because this can be a subtle thing. I think it's pretty straightforward, but this is what Jesus wants us to see. He wants to create something through you. He wants to do things through you. And he wants to use all those wonderful natural gifts he's given you, your intelligence, your will, your creativity, and dreams, the things you want to do. Those things matter too. But what Jesus is saying is, friend, remember the reason that you are on earth. The reason you're here, the reason you were made, is not to just run out and do all the great things that you want to do. You were made for God. You were made to know God, to love God, to walk with God, and to walk with His people, and to accomplish His will on this earth. So the first thing Jesus wants us to do is to surrender, is to bring all those wonderful gifts and all the wonderful dreams and all that we have in our lives, our time, our talent, our treasure, our attention, our will, our imagination. He wants us to bring it to Him and put it at His feet, to open our hands and say, Jesus, take everything that's mine. Jesus, I'm giving it to you because I'm crazy enough to think this stuff is all better served when it's in my hands. I'm crazy enough to think that I can make this all happen on my own and my plans are the best and I know how I'm going to find happiness and I know how I'm going to help everybody and how I'm going to fix the world. And I'm a fool, Jesus. I really am. I'm foolish. And I'm filled with pride and ego and I'm afraid to fail and I don't want to trust you or anybody else. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to win the respect of people and I'm going to be a somebody in this world. And I'm going to tell everybody and to say, look at what I've accomplished. Look who I am. And I'm crazy enough to believe, Jesus, that that's where the action is. When in truth, it's all going to pass away. I can do all those things and miss the very purpose for which I have been made. That's what Peter and the apostles call the empty futility of a life apart from Jesus Christ. Jesus hasn't come just to be our coach or our mentor. You know, a coach like, hey, I'm here to just cheer you on. I know you feel bad about yourself sometimes, and I'm the guy who's here to help you feel better about yourself and make sure you accomplish all those things you want to accomplish. Jesus is here to awaken us from our sleep, from the deception that's at work in each one of us, to make a break from the lies of this world and the conniving of the world of flesh and the devil and how that works in my own life, even when I don't realize it. And to remind us to say, hey, wait a minute. Give me all those things you're preoccupied by so I can help you lay the foundation. I can bring you to the purpose for which you're made. And I can show you who you are. And I will lead you to accomplish the Father's good work that He set out for you. So you can be whatever He's made you to be. And that's going to include a lot of the things that we have an interest in, a desire, and things we want to accomplish. But the only way it all works is if Jesus is first. That's why Jesus said, you know, you're full of anxiety. You're full of fear and doubt. Don't be anxious about anything, Jesus said. Not because you've got the power to do everything and that life is going to go perfectly for you in this world. That's not why He says it. He says it this way. Look at the flowers of the field. Look at the grass of the field. Look at the birds of the air. God made it all. God provides for it all. Why are you worried? Well, you're worried because you don't know my Father. You don't know who you are, therefore. You don't know why you're here. I want to show you the Father. I want to reveal to you the knowledge of your Father and the love that's in Him for you. And I want you to learn how to, I want to teach you to trust Him. I want to teach you to listen to Him. I want to help you understand how my Father speaks, how my Father moves, the heart of my Father. I want to show you. And I do that through how I teach you and through the work of the Spirit that I send you. But none of it will happen if I'm second, third, fourth, or fifth in your life. None of it will happen if you've got other things that are first. I call these things idols, right? That's what Scripture would say. Jesus would say, if you're sold out for something other than me first, if there's other things that drive you and preoccupy you and squeeze out prayer, squeeze out your pursuit of my will in your life, that's an idol. And that's going to lead you to slavery. You're not going to grow. You're going to be that branch that doesn't bear fruit and gets cut off. It's so clear, and Jesus wants to teach us at such a level to say, stop, look, and listen, friend. You can't have both. You can't have a radical pursuit of mammon. You can't have a radical pursuit of all the things you've lined up, and you're going to protect all those things. Whatever they are, the things you want to possess and have in this world, we sometimes hide them from God, or we wall them off from God. We don't want to bring them into our relationship with God because we're afraid he might say something. We don't want to hear about those things. We hold on to those things because that's our joy. That's our happiness in our mind. That's where I'm going to get respect. That's where I'm going to make the money I want to make. That's where I'm going to become a somebody in this world, a player, whatever it is in our mind and heart. And Jesus is saying, as long as you hold on to those things, you're not going to make progress. And friend, you're not going to bear fruit. And at the end of your life, when I call you home, the story of your life will have been written. It's all there. It will be all there for my Father to see, and for all the angels of heaven to see, and for all the saints, and even those who love you, who died in me, will see. What did you want in this world? Did you really want God? Did you really seek God? Did you love God first? If you did that, no matter how weak and troubled you are, if you did that, there will be a glorious story that's communicated for all eternity. You have done the will of your Father. You have done what you were made to do. And you've produced the beauty, the goodness, the truth, the life that God the Father has made you to communicate. And the saints of heaven will rock and they'll rejoice and they'll applaud you, say, welcome home, brother. And Jesus will say, well done, good and faithful servant. But friends, if we were half in and half out, or Jesus talks about as being lukewarm, that mainly our Christianity, our Catholicism is kind of driven by a sort of slight sense of guilt and responsibility, knowing I'm supposed to do something with religion and I better get my kids to confirmation, and you know, but our heart's just not in it. That's all going to be revealed on the last day. And if your heart's not in the kingdom and in the king and in what the king desires for your life, it'll be revealed and there'll be tremendous sadness. And the scripture says we will pound our chests with regret and cry out, what was I thinking? And then we'll be given what we wanted, a life on our own, protected from God and God's commands and God's will and God's purpose. That's what Jesus and the apostles are telling us. That's why the apostle Peter says, strive, friends, make every effort, right? Be more zealous to confirm your call and your election. For if you do this, you will never fall. So there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what Peter's saying. If you surrender to this, if you do these things, if you love this, if you say yes to God, he will provide an entrance for you into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. That's for you, friend. Embrace it. Run after it. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.